Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tyler Walsh in the studio survived his skydive. Great video. Your strap-on buddy is what?
Strap buddy.
Now strap on.
One word makes a big difference there. That's a big difference.
I'm sorry. Your strap. I didn't even think about that when I said it. That's on me. Your strap buddy, by the way, is
his strap-on buddy. Don't need a strap-on.
All I can see, he's sitting beside you in the plane in that still shot, and now you're 6'3", so he's obviously not. But he can't be too big because you can't have too much weight. Is he a regular size guy like my size? Mm-hmm.
How
tall was he? 5'7", 5'8", 5'9"?
Probably 5'7", 5'8".
Has he ever done big dudes like you before?
And has he jumped out of planes with them?
Yeah.
Well, when I got there, he sized me up and down, and he goes, "How much you weighing this morning, big fella?"
Yeah.
And I told him, and then he goes, "Really?"
And
I said,
"Really?"
I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, let's go get in the plane." And then he said 300 pounds was his biggest ever.
And you're 275. What do you weigh? What are you now?
Skinnier than.
You're short of that.
What do you weigh? 275.
Okay, you're 6'3".
And you were truthful. You can't lie about that.
No, I was truthful. And I weigh.
You should have told him 215.
Yeah, be like Trump.
Look at me. I'm about 215.
But I was the second biggest. Hanging.
And he's ever done.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and on the way down, I look back. We're hanging in the air, and I go, "I wish I could have been your biggest." he didn't know what to think.
Does he know?
I say that a lot.
You say he's not from the area, so he didn't. Does he know you're a comedian?
No, not
so that
really.
You say stuff like that, he doesn't get where you're coming from, which is hilarious.
To him, I was just a fatty with a dream.
A dream come true.
Yes. Now, at one point, I haven't gotten to see this part. I saw you were in the airport, and I saw the still photo.
Were you a little frightened when you first got out of the airplane?
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When we were sitting on the steps with a door open for what felt like a long time.
Yeah, I think that was the point where I could see the terror on your face.
Yeah, and you don't make the decision. He does.
Right.
He just says, "Arch your back," and then you go, you're dropping.
The question I want to ask the guy is, has anybody gone up there and said, "No, land, I'm not doing this"?
I bet.
I bet they have.
They totally said, "You know, you have the, if you say we're not going, okay."
Right.
You know, they're not going to make you do anything.
Now, I watched this 80-year-old woman just barely almost fall. She did fall out. I just watched that video again. I remember when it came out. She's a little lady, though, and she kind of slid through the harness, and a guy grabs her, and they do land, and she's okay.
Is that a bad strap, buddy? Is that a bad strap job?
No, she was just too small, and she kind of fought when they fell out of the plane. It looked weird, but...
And I wasn't coming off this guy. They brought in a NASCAR pit crew to put me to him. I mean, they made
so
sure
how
I
long before you went from, to, oh, man, this is cool?
The coolest part was the free fall.
That was
as minute that got going. That was cool.
That's a minute.
Yeah, or however long. Okay. Yeah. But the part that I didn't like was in the chute. But that is because it cut off. It was around my thighs, by my schwangy.
Yeah,
schwangy.
But it cinched down on it. So we were about 100 feet. Ooh. We were coming down.
That's why you're a helmet up guy, man.
And
he
was trying to get me to adjust as we were, because he knew it was coming. And I go, "All right, am I supposed to feel sick?" And he goes, E, are you okay? And I said, I think I might puke. And he goes, 20 more seconds and we're going to be on the ground, big guy. They said big guy a lot.
So your nuts were like just pushed up against you to make you feel sick.
Well,
right?
It wasn't on my. It was just around my femoral artery. Like,
oh,
it was around.
Oh,
each.
Oh gosh.
It was right there.
Oh, that's dangerous.
You were feeling lightheaded.
Oh yeah. I go. He goes 20 more seconds, and I go okay. And I just start dry heaving while we're hitting the ground.
Is there a video of that?
No. Oh, yeah. They cut out the part where I go, I'm puking.
Do you slide when you land?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw the picture. You took a picture of your lady. I saw her land. But I haven't seen a photo of you landing. Anybody took you landing or not?
That I do have a full video of me landing that whole thing.
Did you see your legs when you landed?
No. Oh, yeah. Once I got down and got, they let me crawl behind a building.
Like, as you were sliding, though, if circulation was cut off, could you move it? Did you have control of your legs?
Yeah, I was able. It wasn't cut off. It was just putting pressure there and making me a little floaty.
Is that because you're a big guy? Is that why?
Yes. Okay, they said that's a problem with
big guys.
Yes.
You put so
it's
much
not.
Weight.
I'm 25 pounds over the actual limit. The weight
for skydiving,
right?
For tandem,
yes. But this guy was a higher rated guy. That was.
Would you ever
town.
Think about taking a class and doing it by yourself? Now,
yes, I would rather do that.
Okay,
than be there's a lot to because they say you don't have the straps and things like that.
All right,
are you going to do
also,
that?
And also, but that takes
I don't know. We'll
that
see.
One costs money, right?
Yeah, that's a little more. And I was a little bit like, do I need to go full on into this?
But you've already looked into how much you could hawk some juggling pins and a metal detector for to get a parachute,
haven't
you?
I know all about
you?
It. Where to go get my license?
You've already done the research.
You know who the famous skydivers are.
Do you have to tandem at least a few times before you can free fall, or is that just a suggestion?
I think you can go take the 4 to 6 hour class and go do it by yourself.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I definitely would recommend it. I couldn't, but when we got a little Missouri Valley airport, my girlfriend said, this is where, just a little municipal airport. And then, and they take you up and you dive out.
Yeah, that plane you guys were in didn't look like it was big enough for maybe more than like one or two pairs of people.
Everybody else, two pairs went up. With me, it was just me. The whole thing was pretty catered to. It was just a lot of like, okay, what you guys saw was just the minute I got there, he's like, all right, we got some extra training. And me and him just went and worked on getting my legs out of the plane, making sure we could do that.
Oh, man.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I saw your face rippling in the wind, too, which is hilarious, man. Because you don't have a fat face at all. It's just, your cheeks just going, blah, 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 and you have these goggles on,
Well, I look like a big old flab bag.
And what did the guy tell you? You said the free fall normally tops out at like 120. And what did he say to you?
He said, the free fall is 120, points to me, goes, I'm going to be real curious how fast we actually go. And we hit the ground, and I went back, and I got my bearings and came back around. And he goes, how fast you think we went? And I said, I don't know, 140. And he goes, 154.
Wow.
And I go, is that fast? He goes, yes. He's like, that's not optimal.
What's terminal velocity?
I don't know.
Todd?
I think that depends on your altitude.
Got it. Oh, yeah, you have to go certain. Once you reach a certain speed, you can't go any faster. It's not 154,
is
it?
What altitude did you jump from?
I don't know on that. I'm not. I just was like, we're real high.
Typical terminal velocity for a parachutist who delays opening the chute is 150 miles an hour.
Whoa. That's average.
So that's average.
You got the free fall.
He's faster than the average, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess if you did it on your own, you might go as fast.
That's what they told me. And I said, how do I not go that fast? And she said, you'd have to practice a lot.
Oh, I try. You put your hands back, and when they see that, okay, got it.
But when you were going that fast, did you feel out of control?
No. Yeah. I mean, I knew we were going to be all right, I guess.
Was the high like people say it is? We talked to friends who have done this. In fact, two of the guys, you know, Craig did it, or Buddy Beast did it years ago, or one of our producers. Yeah. And Todd and I never wanted to do it.
Equated to a drug high.
Yeah.
Yeah. The free fall really was.
Yeah.
Well, that had a good... But I did not puke, but that feeling overrode a lot. But like I held out hope that I bet by myself, you know, like,
you know what? Just you puking back into your face would have been the best video.
Yeah, is that why that guy had a shield on his thing?
Yeah, he had a shield. You're right. That guy had a shield on. You just had goggles.
It's for the puke.
I bet it is.
Oh, probably.
But
yeah.
That's because your arteries were being choked off.
One big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a major
the
artery.
Main one. Yeah,
well, I got some big old thighs.
Yeah.
And she said it's been a problem with big muscular thigh dudes before, too.
Yeah, there's no kind of padding they could put in there to...
I don't know. It's just part. I think you pay the price when you're a fat guy in the sky.
Yeah, I don't think you don't want to add layers of things in there that could help you slide out.
No, probably not.
That's probably a bad idea.
You also don't want to pass out.
No, that's bad too.
Was it like a life affirming thing, or was it just like something cool that you did?
As something cool that I did.
Okay,
there's nothing life affirming for me.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Too many people go through all kinds of stuff that's all life affirming. No, it can't all be life affirming.
No,
it can just be something fun that you did.
It's just it's all just a stick on my path that I pick up. For a little bit.
For a little bit.
They did. Right before me, they took a guy in a wheelchair.
Whoa.
And it was incredible. It was his second time doing it.
Yeah.
And so,
do they take the wheelchair up?
No.
He doesn't land on the
wheelchair.
I was thinking that too, Nick. They just land and just rolls right down there. You know,
but
it's like a landing. I thought that too.
I'm picturing the way Joe's legs on Family Guy.
That instructor had to work. I mean, he had to work because that guy he had trouble unloading with. It was a lot more.
His legs don't work. That's why.
And he had trouble landing with. So he went back to back with that guy and then me, and it was mostly him doing the work.
How fast did
he figure
you were
looking
going?
At his watch the whole time? Like, when's this day over? Yeah.
So in the plane, I was sitting on top of his lap, laying on that dude for probably 2.5 minutes before we jumped. Mm. Full, like... I feel bad for
on his lap.
Oh, you're on his lap.
I was full.
I'm surprised his legs worked.
Yeah. No, that guy had to work.
Can amputees skydive?
I suppose. I think they can.
But how far up?
Well, would you be able to like strap them into the harnesses and everything?
Oh, you mean the loss of arms?
Yeah, somebody without an arm or a leg.
They really made it. They made it sound like they can make it very accessible for anybody.
How fast did you figure you were going when you hit the ground?
They just put it around their neck, Nick.
When you landed, how fast do you figure you were going?
That'll work.
I don't know, but I'm sure. I'm told I look like I came out of the sky way quicker than everybody else.
Oh.
Like everybody floated down, and then we were just there.
Yeah, about 35 miles.
You're just a boulder in the sky.
Yeah, I don't think they build wheelchairs to land hard at 40 miles an hour.
I know, but I for some reason, I thought that was a decent question from Nick, maybe because I'm stupid, too.
Well, you're not going 140 miles when you land. How fast are you going?
I thought the wheelchair was
slow.
You come
down. Like, I slid onto my butt. Like,
I saw the picture.
Because it's his legs that hit.
You're still moving at a pretty good rate of speed when you hit the ground, aren't you?
Right. I didn't look that. No, it looked pretty slow to me.
I was worried about my tailbone, and there was no hurdy feelings.
No hurdy.
I just slid it right.
Swinging, hurdy.
Nick thinks they could land the wheelchair on the road, and then the tandem guy would just disconnect, and the wheelchair guy would just keep going. all the way home.
Yeah. He just goes right to his vehicle. Bye.
At 80 miles an hour.
Thanks for the ride. Perfect landing.
I just thought it was a cool testament that guy could take both of us and do it back to back.
Yep.
It's like, ooh, that. Get yourself some extra oats tonight.
He's a pro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.